Well, yeah, you mentioned about the some people don't think it's radio. Well, neither do I. I'm 77. I've had my license on and off for since 1964, I think it was. So yeah, I like to see tubes glow, but I've got some other stuff on HF. I kind of have a lash up here with a Hermes light, and of course the software that goes along with that is Thetis. And the output of the Hermes light goes into the amplifier section on an Omni 5, a 10-tick Omni 5, and then I'll go out of there into a pair of 3500Zs, I guess they are, with in a Kenwood TL 922. So that's the line up there for HF when I want to get fancy. Otherwise, I just use a Yaesu 991. So, if I had a picture that was decent to send you, I would do that. But my stack of stuff with, I've got three radios, two meter ones. Oh, you mentioned the beam. Yeah, I used to have an 11 element 70 centimeter beam. Actually, I had both. It wasn't cross polarized beam, but it was two separate beams, two feed lines for 70 centimeters up at about 70 feet at one time, and that worked quite well. But this is just a vertical antenna, multi-band vertical, which is kind of a compromise, I guess, and it's only sitting up there, oh, I don't know, might be a scant 50 feet or so, but it's the trees have grown up bigger than they were when I first put up the tower, and so I got a little competition from that, and I don't have oof left in me to to make any improvements. I'm just riding along with what I've got. WZAN.